Georgia, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, October 2025 edition. You know what? October 22nd. I'm sorry. One of the things that this story has triggered with me, and Jeff has a really good point. And by the way, he is a taxidermist up in the Sheboygan area. Last name, M-I-G-D-A, I believe is how you spell it. Jeff says, and this is interesting, most other states charge dramatically more for out-of-state licenses. I pay over $700 for one buck tag in Montana. And know that many other states charge more as well. However, I don't support raising our own resident license costs. Yeah, I got a question for you, Jeff. Why do you pay $700 for a Montana buck? Because they're freaking huge. How many points are you going to, when you harvest a buck from Montana, how many points will that rack have? How big will the head be? I mean, a Montana buck compared to Michigan? No comparison whatsoever. Totally justifies a $700 license because they manage their herd properly. Ah. No, it's because mostly mule deer. Aha, got it. Well, the bottom line is this. Michigan is screwed up. If you raise the fees, you get less hunters. It's that simple. And we are in a situation, folks. Have you noticed how many does, especially little fawns, laying on the side of the roads right now? I went down to Traverse City yesterday and came back. When I crossed the county line from Grand Traverse County, Jeff says Michigan is screwed up. Amen to that, brother. When I crossed Town Line Road, I counted six on US 31. From the mile south of Elk Rapids, well, actually, it's about a mile and a half, 2 miles. At the light in Elk Rapids, 10 miles up the road to where we live. Six. Over 12 miles of US 31. Two of them were little babies. I mean, they were tiny. They were smaller than Mr. Snoop. Broke my heart. But way, way too many deer in Antrim County. You know, I'm actually thinking about getting a doe license and get out there and harvest one or two myself. Miss Vicky won't eat it, but I have it ground up into ground venison. I have them at about, I think my processor adds about 20% pork. Give it a little fat. I might just turn it into jerky. I think I'm going to do that. Stop buying my beef jerky at Costco or other places I shop, Meijer. I think I'm going to make my own this year. and I'm going to hunt right here in my backyard. We got them all over the place. They ate all our plants this spring, had hardly any hostas at all. The flowering ones, gone. Flowers, leaves, stems, all the way down to the ground. I've tried everything. The deer spray stuff you put out, nope. They must like the taste of it because they just ate them all. So I'm not going to tell Miss Vicky. If any of you guys see her, don't tell her what I'm doing. But yeah, come November 15th, I'm going to be in the backyard. Because one thing I think people need to understand, these deer accidents, as I see these deer laying on the side of the road, somebody's vehicle hit it. We're on our own little side road here. Never see a sheriff. Antrim County Sheriff, never on this side of West Torch Lake, ever. Coming home, I look up. There's an Antrim County Sheriff car with a vehicle pulled over. And I thought, well, he's giving the guy a speeding ticket? Nope. Deer incident report. Whole front end of their vehicle all messed up. Fender was dented. The bumper was screwed up. The grill was taken out. Thousands of dollars of damage because of a stupid deer. And oh, by the way, you guys do know that insurance claim falls under your comprehensive deductible, not your collision. That's why you need to have only $50 or $100 deductible on your comp. A collision with anything other than another vehicle is covered under comprehensive. A tree branch falls out of a tree and lands on your vehicle, that's comp. That's not collision. Just like a deer. Just so you know. Call your insurance agent. Lower your comp deductible. It's like $2 to bring it from 500 down to 100. It's not that expensive. Well, looking at other bills that these guys are talking about, different stories that caught my attention. And something that I think people need to be aware of. Senate candidates. This is very interesting. They have to file their affidavits of identity. Then they have to start maintaining campaign finance reports. Last week's campaign finance numbers gave a little something for every campaign to actually be happy about. The four major candidates for U.S. Senate, U.S. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, Democrat from Birmingham, State Senator Mallory McMorrow, the Communist Democrat from Royal Oak, the Muslim Abdul El Sayed, and those are the three Democrats, and Republican former Congressman Mike Rogers, all reported raising more than $1.7 million for this last quarter through various means. All four of them have at least $1.45 million cash on hand. The reporting period was July 1st through September 30th. The three Democrats and one Republican all reported at least having 1,250 unique different donors. Less than 50% of all the campaign's contributors came from outside the state of Michigan. Yet all four of the campaigns can declare some level of victory as they're working to get an edge for the upcoming primary election. It's now less than 10 months away. Below is how everybody can declare a win for this quarterly filing reports. Haley Stevens won because she raised the most money. The four-term House member raised 1.9 in total receipts, a little bit more than, again, the Muslim El Sayed was at 1.775 and McMorrow was at 1.7. I'm actually surprised State Senator McMorrow can raise that much money. More significantly, Stevens has amassed $4.7 million for her entire campaign season because she kicked in $1.5 million that was left over from her last congressional race. Stevens is also not too proud to take Political Action Committee PAC money, which gave her another $106,055. Among the Democratic field, she's sitting at the top with $2.6 million cash on hand, which is considerable for her sizable payroll. More dollars today means more TV and streaming ads tomorrow. State Senator McMorrow won because the Federal Elections Commission only requires that giving $200 or more have their contributions publicly reported. Any way you slice it, McMorrow had more people open up their wallets and purses for her, which is a sign of not only potential, but future votes. She had the highest number of donors. If you consider that people will vote for a candidate most likely because they wrote a check to him, McMorrow had 1,459 contributors, all of them at least $200 or more. Almost half, 678 of them, live in the state of Michigan. El Sayed, the Muslim, had 1,253 contributors, with only 508 of them, 40% of them, living in Michigan. Stevens was the worst. 1,285 contributors, only 31%, or 396 of them, from our state. Rogers, the Republican, 1,248 contributors, 521 of them, still less than half, 41.7%, hail from the state of Michigan. So Rogers is definitely taking money from outside the state of Michigan. Surprise, surprise. We'll wrap up these campaign finance reports for the U.S. Senate. Final segment right after the break. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Cause no matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Covering a story by MERS News Service based on the campaign finance report for the U.S. Senate race. Top three Democrats and, of course, Mike Rogers. So far, unopposed. And also has already received the endorsement by Donald Trump. Rogers won because he has $2.7 million in the bank. More than Haley Stevens, the top Democrat. And he doesn't need to spend a dime of it until next summer, fall, before the November election. Since Rogers doesn't have a competitive primary race, he's able to take advantage of a joint arrangement with the D.C. Senate Republicans that gives him access to a bunch more money that he can stockpile. Won't have to spend it until late August, September, and October of 2026 when it really matters. Well, if that's the case, then why did he spend 39% of what he raised? Even though it's a lower percentage than any of his Democratic opponents. The lower burn rate helps keep money in his campaign account. What is he spending it on? I haven't seen him really at any events, and I don't really think he's got a huge campaign staff at this point. Why does he need one? I mean, other than a consultant, I believe Jamie Rowe, Rowe Strategies, is working for him. Other than that, what the heck? Well, lastly, let's talk about the Muslim El Sayed. According to this MERS news story, he won because he stayed competitive with the rest of the Democratic field. He actually raised more than State Senator McMorrow, and his cash on hand and burn rate is a lot better than McMorrow's as well. He raised more money from Michigan voters than Stevens and can still claim that he didn't have to sell his soul to do it. His number of contributors were about the same as Stevens and Rogers. Winning by not losing works for El Sayed. He's easily the race's most progressive candidate. And as long as it doesn't look like he's taking on water endorsements from progressive groups like the Michigan Democrat Party's Progressive Caucus, will keep rolling in. Oh, yeah, and not to mention Dearborn and Hamtramck. But they don't mention that. Why? Because it's too controversial. Only Trucker Randy would talk about it. Well, facts are facts, folks. Sorry, El Sayed. Now, one last interesting facts from this third quarter filing. Stevens is the only candidate that has any debt. $138,000, which makes up 3% of her gross total donation income. Stevens contributors, 7.3% came from California. Whoa. But McMorrow got 13.3%, almost double from California as well. El Sayed reported a combined 13,500 from the Progressive Voters of America, a new policy pack, and no Dem left behind pack. That ended up being only about 0.5% of his total donations. However, 81.7% of El Sayed's receipts are traceable back to Act Blue. Many people feel that Act Blue has been a money laundering funding source for the Democrat Party. Pretty interesting. You guys saw the story where the reporters would knock on this country bumpkin door out in the country. Excuse me. Are you Sarah Jones? Yes, I am. Would it surprise you to learn that you donated over $100,000 to Act Blue last year for the 2024 elections? Say what? Me? Yeah. Sarah Jones at 123 Blueberry Lane right here in Podunk Town, USA. $100,000? I don't have $100,000, and if I did, I sure the heck wouldn't give it to no politician. Act Blue is a money laundering scheme. You know how the Republicans use WinRed? Well, the Democrats use Act Blue. They get all kinds of ghost donations from all over the country. That's how McMorrow got her 13.3% from California. Why? Because her Act Blue donations percentage was 76%. The Muslim El Sayed, 81.7%. I just got a text message. Why do you always call out his religion? You don't call any of the others out. Because he's a Muslim. I don't know what the others are. So this is a very interesting third quarter campaign finance report, basically July through September. It just came out on Friday. No, excuse me, Monday. Came out on Monday. So, pretty interesting. That's it for hour number two. Top of the hour news break, sports, commercials. Hour number three, today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow.